Nolte, Clinton changed the character matters issue forever, not Trump. By John Nolte on July 8, 2026. If you know anything about history, and I mean fairly recent history, and want to laugh, look at how far-left media outlets like Axios and Ozempic rejects like Lulz Anna Navarro are lying about Donald Trump changing the game when it comes to surviving scandals. Basically, they are attempting to blame the orange bad man for their shameless support of a guy with a Nazi tattoo, Maine's Democrat U.S. Senate nominee Graham Platner, even after they discovered he had a Nazi tattoo, even after his extramarital account on an alleged child predator site was discovered, even after a dozen more scandals that should have disqualified him. They stood by him, and that is Trump's fault because he changed the game. Here are the serial liars at Axios rewriting history. I don't link fake news. Platner's rise and fall show a key way President Trump has changed Democratic politics. If it means diminishing his power, Democrats are willing to surrender or temporarily ignore their own stated values. Everything in that paragraph is a lie, including the commas. It's a deliberate act of disinformation. When it comes to modern-day politicians surviving scandals that used to end political careers forever, Bill Clinton is patient zero. Here's that shrill dimwit Anna Navarro rewriting history. I agree, we all grew up at a time when there was a scandal. There was a mistress, there was, you know, a rape allegation. There was anything like this, and the person would be having a press conference the next day and getting out. I think Trump changed the dynamics of that. Question mark. What? No, 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 no. Anna Navarro was growing up when Jennifer Flowers proved with audio tapes that she and Bill Clinton were having an affair. Anna Navarro was growing up when the media revealed the Clinton campaign was focused on tamping down what they called bimbo eruptions. Rumors were everywhere about Clinton, and not just the affairs but additional scandals that had once ended political careers. Like marijuana usage, he got away with saying I didn't inhale, and draft dodging in Whitewater. When Anna Navarro was growing up, Democrats and the corporate media were so openly enamored with Clinton's skills at surviving these scandals, they lovingly dubbed him Slick Willie. When Anna Navarro was growing up, the media and Democrats were openly stating that Clinton had changed the political world into one where character no longer mattered. This all happened during the 1992 campaign, before Clinton became president. During his presidency, thanks to Democrats and the media, Clinton survived settling a sexual harassment suit with Paula Jones, flat-out perjury about his White House affair with a young intern, and Juanita Broderick's very credible rape allegation. Here's a conversation I will never forget. The year was 2016. Two die-hard Democrats, my mother and my late and much-missed stepfather, sat me down to answer one question: you're a Christian. You have morals. How can you support Donald Trump after the Hollywood Access tape? My answer went something like this: love you both, but I'm not going to unilaterally disarm and turn my country over to the likes of a Hillary Clinton because Democrats want to reboot the factory setting to character matters when it suits them. You all stood by Bill Clinton in scandal after scandal after scandal. Even after women like Catherine Willey, who voted for him, claimed he'd groped her in the Oval Office. Even after he admitted to having sex in the Oval Office with a 20-year-old subordinate with his wife and daughter in the same building. I wish character still mattered. I didn't change the rules. You changed the rules, and now you want to play by two sets of rules? Even so, how does talking shit with another guy compare to a rape allegation? To Paula Jones, to the blue dress, to perjury. And don't get me started on Ted Kennedy leaving a woman to drown in 3 feet of water overnight while he checked into a hotel and came up with the cover story. Democrats started a civil war to hold on to their slaves and then created the KKK and the Jim Crow South to hold on to political power. But now I'm supposed to surrender on the character issue because of locker room talk? Sorry, no. Democrats changed the game forever because their only moral value is power. And today they are willing to sexualize, queer, and mutilate little kids to obtain it. I'm no saint. Trump is no saint. Democrats are demonic. That's all the difference. And when it comes to 86ing the virtue of character, they started it.